Thank you for calling Keen Stuff. This is Matthew. Can I put you on hold for 2 seconds?
I mean, I'd really, right, like, I'd like to just get this taken care of ASAP and just ask my question. It's pretty quick. I'll try and do it as best as I can. I've been staying here past few nights, and every night that I've stayed here so far, I've had, like, vivid, intense nightmares that, like, I wake up in a cold sweat. I wake up screaming. I'm surprised my neighbors haven't said anything. It's bad. Like, I've had nonstop anxiety all day, just thinking about going to bed here in the room. And I'm just wondering, like, do you know if, like, this hotel is on any kind of, like, ancient burial ground, or if there's, like, satellites anywhere?
I do not.
Okay.
I do not. I'm sorry.
Do
I
you
just
know
moved
anyone who
here.
Might?
So,
So is there anybody else like that might know a little bit better that you could like confer?
I know that the night audit guy, when he comes in at 11, he's been here for a while, so I can ask him.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure.
Does he have like any kind of readers for that sort of thing? Like, does he have any gear? I don't know what really any of that kind of stuff. Because, like, I don't think it's necessarily paranormal, but it could be. Has anyone else complained about just, like, horrific nightmares? Like, we're talking about,
I
like,
have
watching
not.
Your,
this is
your
the first
dog
time
get
I've,
ground
gotten
into
that.
Paste. Or, like, I had a really bad one the other night where, like, I murdered my own dog. I don't know what the fuck I was thinking, but, like, it just happened. Like, and like I said, like, I just wake up, like, completely shocked, like, mortified. You should probably let them know, those people that you're checking in. You should probably just let them know, like, if they have anything that they could take to sleep and, like, block out night terrors, that would, might help. Because, like, I'm concerned this is, you know, this might not just be me, because I never have dreams. Like, I don't even,
right.
I don't dream.
What room are you in?
So, oh, I'm in my room.
Yeah, what room is
that? The one you guys gave me?
Yeah, what's the room number, though? What's your name?
Oh, fuck. Oh, my name's James, but my friends call me Jimmy. I'd have to go out of the room to get my room number, I think. Because, like, I don't remember it. I'm, like, I've been taking dabs pretty much. Like, I'm trying to block out as many possibilities of night terrors as possible. And I read that cannabis can actually, you know, prevent you from dreaming.
Right.
So,
well,
I'm
if you could just tell me what room number you're in, I could try to get a hold of somebody and get this figured out for you.
All right. I'm gonna have to go outside of my room.
Okay.
And get the room number. I am just worried that this might be a nightmare. Like, it could go south at any minute. So if you don't mind, just hang out for a second, so that I can stay grounded and tethered to reality, and I'll get my room number for you. But you said you don't really know much about, like, the hotel, or if the hotel's on burial grounds or anything like that. So, like,
yeah, I don't know.
Do
so
you think it would
what,
be necessary? Do you think it would be necessary? Because, like,
sir, I'm sorry to interrupt
you,
but
determine...
could you tell me what hotel you're at right now?
Okay. I'm not sure. I'm really stoned. I think you said it was the Springwood
Suites.
Sir, like, I'm really high. Like, I, you know, like, I could forget
I get
where
that.
I'm at.
If you could just
you know,
walk
just
outside
normally.
Of your door.
Yeah.
If you could just walk
well,
right
I'm
outside
so,
your door and look right to the right of
right.
your door or to the left, whichever
right.
door you're in,
right.
and the number will be right there.
The right or the left? All right,
yeah.
Well, hold on.
The
hold
number
on,
will
hold
be right
on.
There,
let
right
me,
in your face.
Okay, all right. Let me go. I'm gonna go out there. All right. Okay, I see two numbers.
Okay.
One is to my left, and one is like to my right. I see two doors.
Okay.
I'm
what's
not
the door
sure.
number?
They're both of them. There's like a this one. It adds up to how many is that? It adds up to I think 10. And then the other one adds up to...
Can you just tell me what the three
12.
Numbers are in numerical order?
Okay, well, this one adds up... Okay, so this is...
The number on the furthest
this
left?
This is 6... 6... Oh... 4... I think.
Okay.
And then 6... Oh... 6?
I'm sorry, sir. I think you've got the wrong number. I don't... We don't have a 604...
I mean,
I'm trying to help you out here, and you're not helping me at all.
See, I'm worried. So now I think I might be in a dream. Maybe, like, because I'm here. I've been here. I got the complimentary breakfast. Like, I figured a good meal might help me in the morning to just shake off the terror. But now, maybe this is a nightmare.
Oh, I think I'll
do you know which of these doors is mine?
Deleted your... Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I think I'm locked out up here. Oh, God. Can you send somebody up to get me back into my room?
I don't know where you're at. I can't do that without you telling me what room you're in.
I'll be in the hallway. I'm in the hallway. How big is the hotel?
There's three floors, but I'm not going to search every hallway. Sir, like, you can just tell me what room you're in, and I can come down and I can come up and make you some keys.
Oh, I just told you, and then you said I was wrong.
Yeah, well, we don't have 604. We don't have room 604.
And now you're mad at me. All right, well, look.
I know, but you're telling me you're in room 604. We don't have room 604.
I am dyslexic, and I never finished the fifth grade.
Okay, then we don't have 406 either. If you are dyslexic and you read it backwards, we also don't have 406.
Who says it's got to be backwards? They could just be scrambled.
Well, that's what dyslexic
or
is.
I could have mixed up the number. No, no, it's fucking not, you bimbo. Jesus. Right,
okay,
I'm
sir.
Sorry. I'm
we're
going
to have
like
to find out what room you're in, and then I'm going to have to ask
and you're gonna
you
have
to
ask
possibly
me
leave the hotel.
Why?
Because you're acting.
What have I done?
Well, you're acting crazy. You can't tell me. You don't even know which hotel you're staying at.
I'm terrified. I'm scared for my life every time I go to bed in your fucking hotel.
Oh.
Like,
okay.
What do you want,
sir,
man?
I think sobriety is probably going to be your best friend. I'm going to have
to. I told you. When I'm sober.
Are you on the second floor?
The dreams happen. I think.
Right. But I think you've had.
I went up a flight of stairs.
Too much to smoke.
All right. Well, all my stuff's in the room, and I'm locked out, so, you know, I guess it's a problem that's going to solve itself.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm going to just chill up here. I'll go downstairs. I think, actually, I'll come downstairs to the lobby area, right? I'll talk to you.
Okay.
I'll apologize for my behavior, because I'm not normally like this. I'm a very friendly guy. But before any of that, I'm going to go outside, and I'm just going to ask people for some cigarettes. So that way I can kind of like sober up. So I'm just going to approach as many strangers as I can, ask for as many cigarettes as I can. I'm going to smoke them. And that'll help me. That'll straighten me out. And then I'll come down, I'll shake your hand, and I'll apologize to you. And I'll tell you, look, man, I'm really sorry for my behavior. I've just been very scared. The past few nights staying in this hotel.
Yeah. You're going to be down here to the left. Okay. All right, then I'll see you when you come down.
All right, dog. All right, I'll see you later. Peace.